Larry McCarron, along with senior writer Mike Spofford. And Mike, the Packers' schedule is out. Just like the team, let's break it into quarters. What stands out to you about the early going?
Well, it's those first two games that jump off the page to me. Jacksonville, Florida in
Start
week one.
Start hydrating now, buddy.
Boy, you're talking some serious heat and humidity possibly there. The hottest game of the Mike McCarthy era, that trip to Miami way back in 2006, his first season, that was late October. This could be a whole different ballgame. And then week two at Minnesota to open up U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings are on the road in week one, so this week two game, Packers-Vikings will be the big showcase for their new venue.
Oh, I guess. And the bye coming very early, week four. And I know when it comes, everybody's going to say it comes as at a good time.
Yeah.
However, I think truth be told, everybody would prefer it more towards the middle of the season, but the schedule is the schedule. Let's move to the next quarter, and all I can say about that is some serious home cooking.
Yeah, you got that right. Three consecutive home games there. Giants, Cowboys, and Bears on a Thursday night, so that's in a span of 12 days. Two of those in prime time, New York and Chicago. And, yeah, lots of Lambeau under the lights.
Speaking of lots of Lambeau, if you look at the Lions' home opener previous to the bye, the Packers are going on a four-game homestand. But then, in the next quarter of the season, the worm turns and they become road warriors.
Yeah, that's for sure. Three consecutive road games in November at Tennessee, at Washington on a Sunday night, at Philadelphia on a Monday night. The trip to D.C. will be a rematch of that NFC wildcard game at FedEx Field where the Packers pulled out a victory back in January. So, as you say, road warriors for sure.
Mike, I don't know about you, but I love the way the season ends. The last three games, the entire NFC North. I mean, it could all be out there for the Packers those last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe every team will be in the running for the division title heading into those last three games. At Chicago, at home against Minnesota on Christmas Eve Day, then at Detroit to wrap it up. And if that's not good enough, before that stretch starts, you have Seattle coming into Lambeau Field for a really what could be a really big NFC contenders game, so a lot to like in December.
Mike, got a tip for you. December 18th in Chicago on the Lakeshore. Dress warm, buddy.
All right, sounds
Mike
good.
Spofford, Larry McCarron, Packers.com.